At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks, just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K. John's story. K. John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, December 17th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Norma Moya of Pass Robles passes away earlier this week. City of Pass Robles approves changes to food truck regulations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s, it's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy of Pass Robles passed away at Twin Cities Hospital at 92 years old. She was surrounded by family and died peacefully. Norma Moy was the founder and executive director of the Pass Robles Main Street Association, recognized for its involvement for revitalizing the downtown Pass Robles area. Moy received a certificate of recognition for her 30th anniversary as the executive director of Main Street back in 2022 from State Senator John Laird. She was involved in the Pioneer Day Committee, Historical Society board member, and the Chamber of Commerce. Pass Robles Historical Museum and Chamber of Commerce and other organizations have all issued statements honoring Moy's legacy as a leader, a friend. Moy's son, Vince Vanderlip, issued a statement on behalf of his brother, sister, and extended family. Quote, "It is with great sadness and heavy hearts we announce the passing of our mother, Norma Moy of Pass Robles. Our mother loved Pass Robles with all her heart from the day she was born to the day she departed, and you continue to give it back to her more than she could ever imagine. Thank you all so very much. She truly loved you all." The family plans to hold a celebration of life to honor Moy. More details will be provided when they are available. Pass Robles City Council approves changes to food truck regulations. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations. Changes were recommended by the ad hoc committee, consisting of council members Chris Bausch and Steve Gregory, after facilitating feedback from the public. Prior to discussing each of the recommendations, council received public comment, some more critical of the recommended changes.
We've had ordinances on the book for some time. And I think what brought all this to a head is that the ordinances were not being enforced. Now we're coming up with new ordinances and requirements for food trucks. I'd like to have an answer sometime. I think we deserve it. How that's going to be enforced and who's going to be doing the enforcement. We couldn't enforce it before. Are we going to enforce it now? And just to let you know, the cost for a TUP permit is $206, which is another added expense. Thank you very much.
Others responded to recent discourse regarding the cost of operating a food truck versus a brick-and-mortar store.
There's also cost with having a small vending. These taco trucks, they're not cheap. Some of them can cost up to a house, the same price as buying a house in Paso Robles. So it is cost money also. It's not, they're not doing it for free. They're, you know, they're giving away these food trucks. And especially here in Paso Robles in San Luis Obispo County, in order to get a certain food truck, they are more stringent than they are in other counties in California.
The council approved four recommendations, which are effective immediately. These relate to limiting noise generation, limiting accessory furnitures, and regulating space between the public right-of-way. A temporary use permit will not be granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park as well, with the exception of special events, such as the New Year's Eve celebration event. Two amendments will need to return as a future agenda item for zone ordinances. These relate to temporary use permits based on the number of operating days in the city and for events. Council voted unanimously in favor of the changes. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th. The checkpoint will start at 6 p.m. and will go through 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 20th. The DUI checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. DUI checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may also interfere with driving. The city of Paso Robles announced that a scheduled road closure for this week on South River Road has been canceled. The closure will be rescheduled for a later date to be determined. The county district attorney's office announced that 56-year-old Jenki Bueno of San Luis Obispo pled guilty to felony stalking and violating restraining orders. The DA's office says Bueno and the victim in this case had been dating for about a year and a half, separating in the spring of 2023. However, later that year, Bueno began to follow, harass, and berate the victim, repeatedly showing up at her residence uninvited, following her in public places that she frequented day and night. The victim demanded Bueno leave her alone, but his behavior continued, which began to include disparaging phone calls, text messages, and social media communication. The victim requested and received a domestic relations restraining order in 2024, which Bueno violated on multiple occasions. He faces a maximum of 3 years in state prison, and his sentencing is scheduled for January 12th. In sports, Major League Baseball, yesterday, the Knicks beat the Spurs 124-113. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Knicks beat the Spurs 124-113, winning the NBA Cup. Tonight, the Cavaliers will face the Bulls, and the Grizzlies will go against the Timberwolves. On Thursday for the NFL, the Rams will face the Seahawks. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and finally the Bengals and the Dolphins. Local news was sponsored by hearing aid specialist of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Nick Reiner facing murder charges in the deaths of his parents. Director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, who were found dead in their Brentwood home Sunday. LA County DA Nathan Hochman.
Once the charges get filed this afternoon, Nick Reiner will be then brought to court. He is going through medical clearance, something that everybody who gets arrested and gets held in a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department jail goes through.
Expect a court appearance Tuesday postponed because Nick Reiner hadn't been medically cleared. Two former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention officials now working for California as consultants to the West Coast Alliance. Governor Newsom says they'll help counter what he says are bad Trump administration health policies.
We're trying to just cut through all the BS that's going on in Washington, D.C., and the vandalism and the wrecking ball.
Susan Menares was fired. Deborah Howery resigned in disputes over changes at the Federal Health Agency. Warner Brothers Discovery planning to ask shareholders to reject a hostile takeover bid from Paramount Skydance. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. The days of seeing your loved ones off or greeting them at the airport are making a comeback. Non-ticketed visitors can now be with passengers at Oakland San Francisco Bay Airport gates. The airport offering a guest pass, letting non-ticketed people enter post-security areas. Visitors can greet arrivals, accompany departing passengers, or shop and eat around the airport. Guests can apply online up to 7 days in advance of the same day. All guests need a TSA-approved ID and are screened at security. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's Farm Bureau approved changes to the organization's policies last week during a House of Delegates session at the organization's 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. Delegates voted to approve new and updated policies related to issues such as wine import subsidies, abandoned farmland, and immigration enforcement. In total, California Farm Bureau approved 13 new or updated policies, several of which came in response to recent challenges farmers and ranchers have faced. Every year, when we have changes that we want to incorporate, if it's a new issue that's come up or maybe we're unhappy about how a policy was previously written, we take the opportunity to make those changes, said Matthew Veal, a federal policy director for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic collision on the U.S. 101 North near the Los Tablas Road off-ramp in Templeton. This was first reported at about 5:30 this morning, with the incident still ongoing. CHP says this is a solo vehicle collision. A vehicle lost its load in the roadway, leaving large pieces of wood and other debris in both lanes. A vehicle swerved to avoid and ended up blowing its tire, overturned on its roof. CHP has several units at the scene. Traffic in the immediate area on the U.S. 101 North in Templeton between Los Tablas Road and Vineyard Drive is backed up. Again, traffic in the immediate area of the U.S. 101 North in Templeton between Los Tablas Road and Vineyard Drive is backed up due to a traffic collision that was first reported at about 5:30 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the low 70s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, cloudy on Sunday, Monday, continuing into Wednesday and Thursday, 60% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, and 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are higher following President Trump ordering a blockade of sanctioned tankers entering and exiting Venezuela. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is moving towards $60 a barrel. The Warner Brothers Discovery Board has rejected a hostile bid from Paramount Skydance. The board says it believes the Netflix offer, which it accepted, is still superior. Home builder Lennar is reporting a weaker than expected quarter, suggesting the housing market is still stalled. Cheerios parent company General Mills is holding up better than expected. It lowered prices in recent months, but it continues to see demand from people eating at home. General Mills has been updating its brands, and it is reporting progress from those changes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that as well, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Wednesday edition.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Last year, when I was on the 7th, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree.
Christmas memories.
Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Good morning, Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, yesterday I had my thoughts on the passing of Norma. Not only the passing itself, but of what she has done for the city of Paso Robles. And, I don't know, a good part of yesterday, I was thinking about things from over the years, having dealt with Norma in many various capacities with the events that she helped get going. And as I was coming in this morning, I was still thinking about it. And I think it was from Chris's piece there on Vince saying that she gave her heart and soul, everything to the city of Paso Robles that she loved. And I thought about, you know, in our own homes, we have special things that go up that make it feel like a home. I'm not talking about a couch or something. It's all these little extra things that, you know, in my case, Linda makes things homey. It feels like a home. Norma helped create many of the events that makes Paso Robles feel like a home to us. And in a way, again, this is my thinking, that Paso Robles was her home, but she made it feel like and wanted to make it feel like everybody's home with all the little touches, the events and so forth, not just Vine Street, but all the events that she helped create over the years that makes this different than many places. And when you think about it, a lot of the other cities around the Central Coast, they looked at Paso Robles and what Norma was able to do with these special events almost year-round, and particularly in the downtown city park, that made this our home. Paso Robles are a home. So, thank you, Norma. Appreciate it very much. All right, as we move on, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and let's see here. Did you, I don't know here. Okay, so we have some emails and we have some texting. Good morning. Do you know why gasoline prices are still over $400 a gallon in Paso? Seems the price in the North County is not dropping as the surrounding areas. My wife and I in St. Louis noticed $390. You can talk to different where they get their the vendors, and there's more to it than meets the eye, I guess. I always forget the exact reasons on their distributors and so forth and so on. So it's a combination of quite a few things. But thank you for the email. Let's see here. I may have to go through this one. It is, okay, food truck. This is on the email. The speaker was right. The city can't enforce any new ordinance, but they can get and will get the permit fees. Well, I always refer to that as the illegal plunder that the power of the government has. So what were the issues? Does the city have any information regarding the vendors who have violated any current ordinances? How many were there? Were they serious? Any health issues, et cetera, et cetera? Or is this another example of some of the crybabies in town crying loud enough for the city to get involved? I don't know. You'll have to ask the people who are in the industry about that.
Well, there actually is somebody who spoke a little bit about that. It was the first speaker I played. The first part of his comment, he said that complaints regarding food trucks mostly came in, I believe, starting April of this year and continuing a few months onward. And I believe that he said within that time frame, about 41 complaints are made. And he got that information from the police department. I can try and pull up the clip of exactly what he said, but that was more or less the gist of it. As for the legitimacy of said complaints, I don't know.
So he didn't say specifically what the complaints were.
Yeah, he was basically just saying, you know, we haven't had many complaints about this before. Only now recently has it started ramping up.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I forget the exact circumstances, but it had to do with, it was a county issue, but, and it came to be after the fact on whatever decision. Again, I can't remember the decision that the Board of Supervisors made. Again, I'm going back probably, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years. But it had to do with something regarding noise out in the various areas. I know that we've had some people here, I guess, in Kyler Canyon complain about some of these venues that were playing loud music late into the night. Well, I don't know what late into the night means for some people. We all have different times that we go to sleep and we can get irritated over the slightest type of things. But it came to be that when the county, the Board of Supervisors were talking about this, they kept mentioning, well, we've got such and such complaints. And I think there was, if memory serves me, about 8 complaints. And 6 of them were from the same person. So the county then made a decision based on that. Does that make any sense regarding that? Well, you have the same person. I don't know what degree the complaints were, you know, as far as the loudness goes. But anyway, just something to think about. Let's see here on the text. 25 miles per hour is still too fast for locals to really absorb the homey feeling that Paso Robles offers. What do you mean 25 miles an hour?
Oh, that reminds me, actually, something that was a little bit less discussed in yesterday's meeting. Vine Street will be 25 miles per hour coming up soon.
Okay, well, Vine Street has all those dips where people, most people slow down, you know, because of those, you know, the bumpies. That's goes there. That might be okay. I don't know. But I will beat this to death until I'm beat to death myself. The 25 on spring is just ridiculous. What I see happening is that people are getting more and more impatient and as far as pulling out, especially because they see a car coming down the road, they're doing 25. Well, I'm going to pull out because this guy's taking too long. So I, you know, again, and we never got the figures on, you know, the amount of fatalities, accidents, and all these other things and stuff that go on. All righty, what else? Let's see here. This is interesting. Kevin, President Trump, what do you think of President Trump's statements regarding Rob Reiner? I thought they were terrible. And I'd vote for him again, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm certainly not going to vote for somebody on, you know, well, he says a lot of things, but yeah, no, he just should have said it was unfortunate and so forth, but he went on and called him deranged and so forth. Why couldn't he have been just gracious enough to say it was a terrible accident? He contributed to entertainment. I couldn't stand the guy as far as his politics, but I didn't realize until the other day that he was the director of quite a few movies that I like, including A Few Good Men. And, of course, he was an iconic character in one of the best comedies of all time, All in the Family, playing the meathead. But him and his wife were brutally murdered. And the president did a terrible job on responding to that. Simple as that. I'm not going to agree with everything anybody I vote for says. All right, here. What else do we have? SLOCOG, the measure in 30 years with no cent clause. We have to get measures, a measure to stop it. I also worry when, I don't know what this has to do with anything.
Read the email again.
It says SLOCOG, the measure is 30 years with no, okay, this is probably for the tax.
Yeah, that half cent sales tax, because I do remember they've started working on it again.
Okay. I also, and again, this is part of the email. It says, I also worry when a non-governmental agency wants to handle government money. Well, you know what? Maybe a person to have handle the money would be Nancy Pelosi. She did very well in her years serving the public. What was it? She's made over 59, her and her husband, $59 million with great instincts in the stocks and all the markets. So congratulations to Nancy. And thank you so much for serving us. And enjoy the ice cream as well. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, the County Board of Supervisors, I don't know if you are aware of this, ladies and gentlemen, but the Board of Supervisors, they voted to reaffirm the county's longstanding opposition to offshore oil drilling and seabed mining along the California coast. And, of course, it was a 3-2 vote. And the people who were Little Jimmy, the Lush, and the Pirate, they voted in favor of it, while Pichong and Moreno voted against it. And, of course, this has to do with the volatility, according to the three stooges, on the oil spills and so forth. And Little Jimmy was citing some of the impacts and so forth. He doesn't really cite them. He just mentions them. So, what did I do? Well, I kind of looked up something a little bit. And those of us remember some of the major oil spills, particularly here on the coast. I guess the most famous one may be the Santa Barbara one way back. What happens generally to most oil spills in the ocean? Does anybody have an idea? Yeah, a few things happen. Yes, we know that. But overall, you know what happens? Nature takes care of itself. Oil spills in the ocean do self-clean to significant degrees. And it's through the natural process, such as evaporation, sunlight, and some other things by the whatever it is. Now, it can be slow. And there are some things that will happen with some wildlife, but they regenerate, come back, and so forth. And there is many times human intervention is required to help out. But in general, the oceans self-clean, so forth. But Jimmy doesn't mention anything about, okay, so what were the long-term things as opposed to the benefit to mankind and our way of life? He doesn't address that. He'll probably have to ask his mommy and daddy about that. But anyway, maybe some of you have some things you'd like to say about that. Also, I don't know how many of you have been following this shooting at Brown University. Again, you know, it's on the other side of the country. Horrific. Another horrific incident here in the United States. But I have watched a little bit of it the last couple of days, and I am just absolutely amazed on the inadequacy of the police department, or at least the chief and the president of the universities. They are embarrassing in front of a camera. It reminds me of that debacle on that terrible day on New Year's in New Orleans a few years ago when the department there could not answer questions and so forth. And the police department in New Hampshire is being referred to as the Keystone Cops. The Keystone Cops were better. Keystone Cops were better. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too. Hey, regarding the oil, have you seen down in Newport Beach, they had an old well rupture, and it's coming up in the neighborhood down there?
No.
And they've got a rig in there drilling 24/7, trying to get down to a spot to where they can take the pressure off of it. Because that whole area was oil wells back the turn of the 1900s, 1920s, whatever, down there now.
Right.
So those people would be glad if there was some oil drilling going on, taking the pressure off. And that's what happens. It's a natural seeps, a lot of this stuff that we have. There might be a boat accident once in a while, but over the eons, the world's cleaned itself up when it leaks oil, you know?
You know, somebody remember the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico X amount of years ago?
Yes, that great big one. Yeah,
yeah, and that was not far from where Mom and Dad lived, and I went down there we went down there, I don't know, not too many months afterwards, and there were some issues, but I remember because it's on. Vieira Beach, I think the Vieira Beach down there on the coast off St. Pete there. Anyway, we were around an area where there's, you know, people had their boats and the fishermen and stuff like that. And most of them said, look, things are coming back to normal. This, again, they were referring to as the natural process of things happening. But there was also a mathematical example of the amount of oil that went into the Gulf. And it had something to do with, it would be like throwing a can of Coke in an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
And again, I forget the exact way it was explained to me, but when I heard that, I thought, man, I mean, we don't want it to happen, but, you know, in the course of things, that's not too bad, is it? It's, you know, again, some sea life.
No.
But here's the other thing, Mike. We want our American lifestyle. We want our computers. We want this. We want that. We want everything else. But yet we have people that don't want oil and they don't want nuclear. And then when we don't have that or it's scarce, then they complain about the cost of energy. I don't understand it.
They're not happy people to begin with.
I guess.
You know, when I look at it, you know, that oil's been seeping out of the ground around the Pismo area, Price Canyon forever, and then Ojai's the same way. They've got, you know, oil comes out of the ground, and I mean, just it's what happens, you know.
It's natural. People,
yes, and, but they want to blame somebody. And instead of saying, hey, we need to drill some more wells around here, take the pressure off of this, and we'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, again, I think we need to do a better job of educating people on these things.
Well, evidently, the schools have, it's becoming so evident how the school of education has let down these young kids, not teaching them so many fundamentals. It's a crime, actually. When the kids can't, you know, they can't read a regular clock, they can't count change back, they can't, you need certain things to function, you know?
Well, that's my point. If people were to look in their homes, I don't know a percent, but it's going to be well over 50% of everything in your home has some kind of oil to it.
Oh, yes, it was produced, or it was maybe 100% because it was had to be produced by energy. Whether it's got oil in it in the production of, you know, in the makeup. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, but
it has given us such a lifestyle, such a convenience, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, it has. And I, again, to your point, people aren't told about that. We just, most of us associate oil with cars.
Yes. Yes. And everything is energy driven. So.
Yep. That's so true.
As I'm sitting here in my warm house.
There you go. All right, Mike, we're up against it.
See you. Bye.
All right. Take care, and we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. County District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a jury has found 56-year-old Janky Bueno of Paso Robles guilty of felony stalking and violating a restraining order. Bueno began to follow, harass, berate, and show up uninvited at the residence of an ex-partner. The victim demanded Bueno leave her alone and filed a restraining order after his behavior continued, which Bueno violated on multiple occasions. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy of Paso Robles passed away at Twin Cities Hospital, surrounded by family. Norma was the founder and executive director of the Paso Robles Main Street Association, recognized for revitalizing the downtown Paso Robles area. Moy was a Historical Society board member, Chamber of Commerce member, and the Pioneer Day Committee. The family plans to hold a celebration of life with more details to come soon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Gussman. President Trump ramping up the pressure on Venezuela, announcing on Truth Social Tuesday night he's ordering a complete blockade of oil tankers entering or leaving the country. He declared the Nicolas Maduro regime a foreign terrorist organization, accusing it of using stolen U.S. assets to finance terrorism, trafficking, and other criminal activity. Prosecutors have charged Rob Reiner's son Nick with two counts of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman says there are serious consequences if he's found guilty.
Life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
The suspected gunman in the Bondi Beach anti-Semitic mass shooting in Sydney, Australia, Naveed Akram, charged now with 59 offenses Wednesday, including 15 charges of murder and one count of committing a terrorist attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Lindsay here from Kajon's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else, do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original Kajon's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, Kajon's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The New York Knicks captured the NBA Cup Final in Las Vegas last night, storming past the Spurs 124-113. San Antonio led for most of the night and was up by 11 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter before New York found its groove, going on a 16-2 run to grab the lead early in the fourth. OG Anunoby had a game-high 28 points. Jalen Brunson added 25 and was named Cup MVP.
I'm very excited. It's a goal of ours that we get to check off, and it's an important stepping stone for us.
College basketball, five top 10 teams in action. They all won by an average of 27 points, but number 11 Louisville got hammered at number 20 Tennessee. The top team in the NHL, the Avalanche, scored three times in the third to upend the Kraken 5-3. Two of those goals by Nathan McKinnon. That gives him 28 goals and 58 points, and both of those numbers lead the league. The Wild whitewashed the Capitals 5-0. Philip Gustafson made 25 saves. Minnesota has won five straight and is now third in the league in points. Thatcher Demko stopped 23 shots as the Canucks blanked the Rangers 3-0. Oilers beat the Penguins 6-4. Four assists for Leon Draisaitl to go over 1,000 points for his career. Six straight losses for Pittsburgh. Victories for the Bruins, Blue Jackets, Maple Leafs, Flyers, Red Wings, and Sharks. College football bowl season in Montgomery, Alabama, the Salute to Veterans Bowl. Jacksonville State turned back Troy 17-13. Two games this evening in Orlando. The Cure Bowl has Old Dominion against South Florida. Then it's the 68 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, Louisiana versus Delaware. The college football playoff first round games are Friday and Saturday. That's Wednesday Sports.
And we have our NFL triple header this Sunday morning starting at 9:30. The Chargers and the Cowboys, then it's the Raiders and the Texans. Bengals and Dolphins, the late game from Westwood One Sunday Night Football. All here on the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, locally family owned and operated. All right. Some clouds this morning will give way to, generally sunny skies by the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-40s, areas of fog early on your Thursday morning, be careful on the roads, and then, let's see here, some clouds and sunshine in the afternoon, high should be in the upper 60s. As we head out to Friday, we'll have partly cloudy, mid-60s, upper 60s. Saturday, maybe very slight chance, about 25% chance of some AM showers on Sunday, low 60s for the remainder. Cloudy Monday, low 60s. Tuesday, low 60s, maybe some showers later in the day. That's at 50%, and 50% of some showers, low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 1, up and down, 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, where they service, supply, rent, and sell traffic equipment. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Yes, indeed, your most complete firearm trainer and supplier, bar none. We hear the little howling. How come pigs aren't afraid of cars? They just stand there in the middle of the road and just do not want to move. You can honk, you can do your lights, you can roll down the window like I did this morning and yell at them, and they just don't give a lick. Oh, man. Sit there for a minute waiting for the pigs to cross. All right. Let's see. We have nothing to report this morning here on the world famous pet alert, but Mr. Garcia, you kind of got your head handed to you yesterday a little bit here on the trivia.
Indeed, I did.
Let's see if you can redeem yourself. Of course, it's in my hand, really, isn't it?
If you right.
Think about it, yeah. All right, so when I saw this morning, I said, you know what? It's Christmas season. I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
I'm gonna help him redeem himself and get his self-esteem back. Okay.
Well, that's just mounting the pressure for me to get it right, because if I get it wrong, and I look like even more of a doofus.
Well, okay, here. Let's see here. What are the two most popular names for Santa Claus?
Well, I believe Nicholas has to be one. Saint Nicholas.
All right, you got one.
The other, though, I'm actually not certain.
Think of yourself.
Christopher.
I'll give you one more try.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see if this is going to make sense. Think of yourself and potato chips.
I'm drawing a blank on that one. I'm sorry. I couldn't redeem myself.
Kris Kringle.
Okay, I would never have gotten that one.
Okay, the Kringle, I don't know if it made sense. Pringle potato chips.
I could see where the vision was coming from, but no.
Yeah, okay. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Visit atascaderogunshop.com. Let me see here. I have a choice of two trivia questions this morning. Okay, I'll go with this one. The word slop has, I guess that I saw, I listened to it on the news yesterday, and apparently that is the, whatever this means, the word of the year. And it refers to the junk or slop that you get on your computer. So there you have that. But if you use the word slop E, it can refer to a famous type of meal. Early and mid-20th century American cookbooks, this type of recipe for this slop. And there are many theories on the origins of this. And they're all over the place, so there's no starting point. Although there may be some general concession. Yep, absolutely. Too bad you couldn't redeem yourself on the air.
Oh, well.
All right, to the phone line we go, go, go. Hi, good morning.
That would be Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's, yes. The whatever. It's an American slang for a Sloppy Joe as any cheap restaurant or lunch counter serving cheap food quickly. That's what it says here. All right, sir. First things first. May I have your name?
Kris Smith.
What is it?
Kris Smith.
Oh, Kris Smith. Kris, do you like Sloppy Joe's?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Kind of hungry for one right now. All right, Kris, we have you. Okay, that's it. Sloppy Joe's with some French fries, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right, Kris. Enjoy yourself, and thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see. A 1940 advertisement illustrates another use for the term Sloppy Joe, other than food. A woman's cardigan sweater, which was popular at the time. Now, the director of the test kitchen at the H.J. Hines in Pittsburgh says their research at the Carnegie Library, not in Paso Robles, suggests that Sloppy Joe's origins lie with the loose meat sandwiches sold in Sioux City, Iowa in the 1930s.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Atascadero Police will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th. The checkpoint will start at 6 p.m. and go through 2 a.m. on Saturday. The checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. City of Paso Robles announced that the road closure scheduled for this week on South River Road for Thursday has been canceled. The closure will be rescheduled for a later date. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
When we were kids, my brother and myself and sister, when Dad would go away, Mom would always make Sloppy Joe sandwiches. She would never prepare a Sloppy Joe sandwich for my dad because he thought that was beneath of, I guess, someone of his so-called stature to eat a sloppy Joe sandwich. But he'd eat raw hot dogs. Go figure it out. All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.